Well, I think overall this is a more positive report than many we released last year. We are seeing the unemployment rate in the state continue to decline. Under the revisions that we have now for 2016, we had a high unemployment rate of 5%, 5.0%, back in August and September. And we've had a decline in that through to this month, which we're reporting on January, down to 4.7%. We have an estimated 85,000 Oklahomans that are unemployed right now, and that's down from the low 90s mid-year last year. So there is some good news on that front. In terms of administrative data, we are seeing a reduction in the number of initial claims for unemployment insurance, and also certainly a decline in the number of continuing claims, people that are remaining on unemployment insurance. In fact, for February, and of course that administrative data is ahead of the numbers that we released yesterday, but for February, UI claims are down around 35% from where they were a year ago. That's initial claims for unemployment insurance. So that's certainly, it's not in this report, it's not an official BLS statistic, but it certainly is good news in terms of Oklahoma's labor markets. In terms of industry employment, we had an increase in the payroll jobs number of 1,500 for January, and one of those industries that increased was our oil and gas sector. So mining employment was up an estimated 700 jobs in January.
So that 35% will be even better news in another month, I assume, right?
That should factor into it, yes. What that would that would give us a good head start for February on the labor markets there, yes.
So when you see a slight employment gain in oil and gas, overall, I guess it's just a continuing sign that things are just slowly getting better.
I would agree with that. I know at least we could say that they're not getting worse in that sector. Things have, the month after month of very large declines, it looks like that's mostly over. December came in, with several hundred job losses. I think about 900. But this would be the if this holds this estimate of 700, this would be the first positive number that we've seen since 2014.
For oil and gas, you mean?
For oil and gas, yes.
And overall, so what we're seeing here is a trend, at least since last summer or the early fall, that that employment is actually gaining a foothold now.
I would agree that it has stabilized. Our total employment has. It's been in a narrow range for not quite a year now. When you're talking about total overall payroll jobs, and it's been at that floor basically. But this would be an increase of 1,500 for this month. A few more of those, and we can break out of that narrow range that we've been in. But it certainly has stopped falling when we're talking about total payroll jobs. And we had a decline of nearly 25,000 before we got into this narrow band mid-year last year.